Are you surprised by this, Ron? Because California, especially Los Angeles, San Francisco, are considered to be pretty liberal cities. Are you surprised that in California that this proposition passed?
Good evening, Don. No, I'm not. I'm a native Californian, and I can tell you that while Californians are traditionally liberal on many social issues, many Californians look at the dignity and sanctity of marriage, and they look at marriage as being between a man and a woman. Civil unions are entirely different, but I understand the voters in California. They've spoken, they've thought about this issue very carefully, and they've decided that a marriage in the state of California should be between a man and a woman, and it has nothing to do with the love of people who are involved in same-sex relationships, but that the people in California believe a marriage should be between a man and a woman.
And I want to, you know, we have to move on now because there are time constraints and we have lots of news to get in, but I was speaking to some of the people on both sides of this issue, and if you can say something just real quickly, George, some of the people from the gay organization said they simply did not have enough money early on to go against a group that was supporting this proposition, and that the group had already defined their mission by saying that this was an issue for children, and so they were fighting against that until they had to fight against that instead of shaping their own message.
Well, the thing about education and taking away the tax exemption of churches is just an extraneous issue. The real issue here is that the Supreme Court of the state of California ruled that it is a fundamental right of all citizens, including gays and lesbians, to have access to equality in marriage. And this fundamental right was taken away by Proposition 8. And that process that by which they took it away is being challenged in court. And I'm confident that ultimately we will prevail.